South Island exporters have breathed a sigh of relief after news more empty shipping containers will be making their way down to southern ports. Next weekend, the international shipping firm Maersk will begin a new service carting containers away from the log-jammed Auckland port down to Timaru, Lyttelton, Nelson and Dunedin. Emma Hatton reports.
The export-dependent meat industry can't wait for the containers to arrive. 2020 was a record year for red meat, and January exports this year were worth $738 million. Esther Guy Meakin from the Meat Industry Association says worries about capacity and what to do with perishable stock that can't be moved has weighed on farmers' minds, so the certainty is a relief.
It's not uncommon that container relocation occurs, but of course at this time we are facing additional congestion and further challenges, and so this move by Maersk will certainly make a difference.
In Marlborough, the Chief Executive of King Salmon, Grant Rosewarne, says managing exports since the pandemic began has been a daily challenge.
No containers, to them getting rerouted to unusual places and then delays associated with that. Everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong. Additional containers and also additional routes or services, that's all very welcome and will help us a great deal.
Export woes hit Greystone Wines in Canterbury hard late last year. The sales and marketing manager Nick Mavromatis says it cost them dearly in the lead up to Christmas, and certainty is all that's ever been wanted.
We couldn't get straight answers out of freight forwarders and things on when we could actually get containers booked. That was quite challenging for us to be able to sort that out. At least now we're in a slightly better position. Yeah, we know that there are delays, but back then no one could give us really a straight answer.
And while the outcome is being widely applauded for those relying on the containers, the service run by the shipping giant Maersk has come under fire by the Maritime Union, who says coastal shipping should be left to a New Zealand-flagged ship. Pacifica Shipping's MV Moana Chief is that ship. It's got capacity to move 1,700 20-foot equivalent units a trip. Maersk plans to move 2,400 units a week. David Ross is the chief executive of Kotahi, a supply chain company founded by Fonterra and Silver Fern Farms to ensure trading companies have a smooth run. It's responsible for about 30% of New Zealand's containerised exports. He wouldn't say if Pacifica Shipping had been involved in conversations to help move the containers, but confirmed Kotahi works closely with Maersk.
This is just part of an overall shipping network that has to work effectively for the export of cargo. So I can't really say any more than that.
Meanwhile, the previous chief executive of Pacifica, Steve Chapman, says it's disappointing Maersk is running the coastal route, agreeing with the union it should be done in-house. He says international operators can do the work cheaper, and until the playing field is levelled through government intervention, local operators have no show nor an incentive to invest. Pacifica Shipping's owner, the China Navigation Company, has been contacted for comment. For Morning Report, Emma Hatton.